Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you heard the last 30 minutes, we were talking to a Texas Monthly writer, former editor of the Texas Observer, Nate Lakesley, about Tulia, Texas. And you heard my frustration. There's no way to articulate or talk about it all. Listen, I wasn't brought up disliking police. Okay? It was in the mid-1990s that I began to watch the news, read the newspaper, research what the MJTF were doing. And folks, they don't even look for reports of drugs. They don't even, I mean, in some of the cases we saw, they would just, you're talking about women in camo flak jackets with big long red nails, with machine guns, with, you know, guys on roids stomping around, slapping on their rear ends, laughing and kicking the family dog as people cry and cower, and nothing illegal's found. Well, we saw some marijuana plants in your backyard, and it's bloodweed that grows everywhere. I mean, I don't know a backyard around here that isn't mowed continually that doesn't have some bloodweed. If it's, and then Margo Frazier, that disgusting sheriff we had, got up on TV. Because I went out there and covered it and made a big stink about it, just one case. She came on TV and said, we don't need warrants anymore. In fact, we played that clip here on air. That was about 3 years ago. We don't need warrants anymore. Well, why'd you need them before, you witch? What's your major malfunction? You're a criminal. It is. It's criminal. There's only 10 of them. They're the 10 amendments. They're the big laws. They're the big ones. You understand that? And they still do it. And it gets cops killed. It gets innocent citizens killed. And then your bosses bring in the cocaine and heroin. The government brings this trash in and then has the nerve to tell us to give up all of our freedoms or it's all over. I don't use your trash, and I'll never use your trash. But I want the drugs decriminalized, and I want it done now. And by the way, folks, don't think that we can't affect change. You know, people didn't like the speed limit being 55. It's about to go up from 70 to 80. Citizens don't like a lot of things. I was thinking this weekend of all the things we've changed. There's been lots of stuff we've changed. And these MJTF groups are in trouble and are getting shut down because it just lends itself to criminality. It lends itself to sloppiness. I mean, you take some little police force of 10 people and you give them $1 million to be MJTF, and then all these guys, all these Barney Fifes become commando kings. They're going to shoot their own cops. They're going to shoot the neighbor. They're going to shoot the dog. They're going to shoot the old lady. And then it doesn't matter what you pull, you're going to be hated and you're going to get in trouble. So knock it off. All over the country, thumb scanners are going in to buy and sell. And I got him on for a minute or so and we got cut short, so after the break, we're going to bring up John Harmon, who works at the network, up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, where the thumb scanners are going in. I want to spend just a few minutes on this. Then we got Vicki Karp coming on, and she'll tell you all about the latest developments concerning electronic voting machine fraud. So it's all coming up after this quick break, and we will be taking calls in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. But listen, I don't try to just get up here and gripe and complain. Some people say, well, you got to be a positive thinker and look on the positive side. I am positive. We are positively going to kick the New World Order's hind end. I am positively going to fight this enemy. It's like if my leg's cut off, I'm going to tie a tourniquet around it. I'm not going to say, oh, gee, I hope it stops bleeding. I hope I don't bleed to death. No, I'm going to be doing it as fast as I can before I go into shock. I'm going to be putting a tourniquet on that leg. That's positive, brother.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies, psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Vicki Karp agreed to come on short notice. She is out and about Central Texas as a commercial realtor, and we're honored to have her via cell phone. She's pulled over right now. We're going to be talking to her for the next 15 minutes. And, yes, we're going to open the phones up. You want to get involved on air. Vicki has become one of the national leaders amongst many who are fighting to expose the fraudulent nature of these electronic voting machines and how they're designed to have back doors and how the big companies have been caught red-handed stealing elections. This is red-handed, okay? But still the average person, by the time they read the newspaper, is, oh, there were a few problems, but a federal commission's fixing it. And then their fix is federal funds to put the fraudulent machines in everywhere. But this weekend, I went with my wife and children down to the Texas beach just to spend time with the family for a few days. And I don't watch TV, but I said, you know, I'm going to watch some preachers. And so I was watching TBN, and I was just like, man, you know, these are great preachers and a lot of good information, but the underlying theme was be positive, be positive. Magical thinking. If you're just positive, it'll make everything good happen and ignore the bad. And folks, I was sitting there for hours at night when the family was asleep reading the Bible. And everything I read, I mean, these guys would call this negative. You know, the government's corrupt, it's evil, it wants to cheat you, don't trust it. Fight the enemy, you know, they come to enslave you. I mean, you think I get radical on air. I was reading the Bible. It was just absolutely zealous, which is great. I it really strengthened me. I'm like, man, I got to read this more often. And I was reading Proverbs and Psalms, and you know, the really good stuff in there. I couldn't put it down, but at the same time, I was watching TBN several nights in a row. And I could do hours on this, and we got Vicky Karp holding, and we got John Harmon with some comments. I want him to tell you just a little story. So, again, I'm so overwhelmed here, so much information, very frustrating. But to make a long story short and sweet, which is impossible for me to do, as you know well, windbag that I am. If my leg is cut off and blood is squirting 15 feet, I can tie a tourniquet around my leg, pull my shirt off, tie a tight knot around my leg, and save my life. Or I can be positive and just say, no, I'm losing weight right now. This is a good, healthy bleeding. My leg's cut off at the knee, blood spraying out of giant arteries and veins, but everything's okay. No, it is a positive action to admit that my leg is cut off and to tie a tourniquet around it. It'd be like if I said, I'll just be positive. I can build a boat made out of lead, a solid block of lead, and claim that it's a boat. And here I'll tie myself to it and throw it into the ocean. And if I'm just positive, why, this block of lead will float on top of the water. Well, you're going to have a really bad experience if you try that, so please don't try it. You will drown. It will take you to the bottom. No, I'm very positive, folks. But it was every show, night after night, I was watching it, hours of it. And most of what they were saying was great, but there was this underlying thing of be positive, ignore the bad. And there was nothing about the New World Order. There was nothing about the loss of liberty. There was nothing about... I mean, it's a preacher's job to be fighting corruption, to be tackling the tough targets. I saw some documentary about Billy Graham, The Great Souls or something. And it was just all about how he didn't ruffle feathers and he just gave a positive message and it saved all these people. Well, are these people really saved, folks? I mean, again, I'm not trying to be a preacher here. It's just that every time I get on and tell you what the transponders are going to do, or every time I get on and tell you what they're going to do with RFID, or every time I get on and tell you what they're going to do with your cell phone to tax and trace you, now mainstream news, I get emails going, don't be so negative. Or every time I get on the air and talk about electronic voting machines being a fraud, we've caught them. It's why don't you just be more positive? Oh, it isn't that bad. Yes, it is that bad. And it is positive to meet the threat head on and deal with it. I'm a go-getter. I know we can take this country back. But we cannot do it if the 51st state in the U.S. is called denial. It is time to stand up against this. It is time to get involved. And that's what we're going to do. And just in closing, before we go to Vicky, little side caveat story. All over the country, gas stations, banks, grocery stores, shopping malls, theme parks, got a thumb scan, got a face scan, got to wear an RFID bracelet. Oh, you get half off. You get 10% off. They put in 10 self-serve lines, and after a year, they pull the two service lines. Now you got to use the self-checkout. Now they put thumb scanners in. Ooh, it's a 10% discount if you enroll in this. Then everybody enrolls. Then now you're biometrically scanning. It's part of the national ID card they're now standardizing. And people were still in denial. Now it's happening. They're literally penalizing you to buy and sell if you don't take their digital mark. Where have we heard of this before? John Harmon, briefly, tell folks, describe what you heard on this show and now what you're witnessing at the major grocery store chain in your town.
Yep, I saw it for myself. I went to the self-checkout line, and sure enough, now they have the thumb scanners in. And, you know, it has nothing to do with security or identity theft. It has everything to do with getting everyone into this database system, where eventually, you know, everything will be tied into the database. You know, medical records, bank account, everything. You're right.
Well, that's already happening. Now, I talked to you off air. You were talking about how most of the people have now, you know, don't like using the self-checkout, but they keep cutting it back. I mean, I've gone to Home Depot and Albertsons, folks, at like 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, and now I'm told that Albertsons is like this all the time. There just are not checkers.
Yeah. There's just no one around, so you have to use it.
Now, you talked about the news. You said the news was announcing that as this was being implemented, the 2 million people in Minneapolis-St. Paul, or over half the population, had already enrolled in this. But when you were there, you took notice of how many people really were using it.
Yeah, no one was using them. And they said on the 10 o'clock news that they already had like 2 million signups, which is just a big fat lie.
I wonder if Club Foods has 2 million customers. I mean, do they have that much of the market to begin with?
Club Foods, yeah, they are pretty big around here. It's Rainbow Foods, Cub Foods, but yeah, they are pretty big.
But how many are in Minneapolis-St. Paul?
I'd say 4 or 5 million. I mean, that's just a big lie. There's no way. I mean, it's so new. I mean, we just got this in here, you know, in the past month. So there's just no way.
But you were, you know, if you can get in there with a camera and just show that.
Yeah, I will. I plan on doing that.
There's so much I want to do, so much I want to bring you folks, and here I am bugging the fellow that answers the phones and runs the show and does the job of three people. Get in there and get me video of that. But it's just amazing. Well, John, I appreciate you coming on with us.
No problem.
I'm again speechless. I warned people a decade ago about this, not because I'm special or because I have a crystal ball. I read industry publications. You ought to see what they call you. You ought to hear what they say about us. And it's so horrible what they're doing. This whole system is to abuse you. All right, Vicki Karp's been holding for 10 minutes, and she's just a great lady. Just type Vicki Karp into Google. You can read the local News 8 article. Type Vicki Karp voting into Google, and you'll get dozens of articles around the country. But she's got billboards put up in town. They're taking action. They're having meetings. She's fighting them. She's taking action, and she's a testament to what you can do. Vicki, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Vicki, I want to get into the election fraud, but if you can right now, tell us how you woke up to all this.
I have to give you the credit for that. I was, as I am now, sitting in my car on my way to get a bite to eat, and I heard you interviewing Bev Harris on the radio about two summers ago. And I pulled over and started taking notes to make a Toastmasters speech out of it because I thought, man, this stuff, I actually didn't believe my ears. But when I got on her website, I found out that she was only able to cover just a few of the unbelievable points about the Diebold software that she discovered on the Internet and how it was pretty much, as she's now clearly discovered, designed for fraud. And that got me going. I started out by giving talks to my Toastmasters groups, and then the next thing I knew, I was talking to Republicans, Democrats, the Truth Seekers here in Austin, League of Women Voters meetings, other citizens groups. So I've been on sort of, you know, taking it not on the road out of town too much, but within the city of Austin, I've become a local spokesperson for it. And then ran into my friend Abby Delosier, who's been helping and doing a great job of media. Well, it's hard to do a great job with most of the media, but we put on these two press conferences in Washington, D.C. last year for Bev Harris and a couple of computer programmers who demonstrated six ways to hack an election with Diebold and Sequoia software. So Abby's been doing a great job. And then
I want to go over all this because, again, folks, one piece of literally thousands of pieces of red-handed, you know, coup de grace evidence is the fact that they actually found the manual online with the software on their website. Their idiot programmers had left it on the server where the public could find it through a back door, and it was a manual on how to steal elections. We'll be right back with Vicki Karp, amazing lady. Hey, where are you out there? You know, who are the other Vicki Karps out there? Who are the other men out there that instead of sucking your thumbs and whining, where are you? We need you to take action. More of you. That's how we're going to defeat the New World Order.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Voting activists with the Coalition for the Visible Balance. And if you go to Infowars.com, we got some links to some of the current news articles about Vicky's work. And you know, I don't lavish people with praise normally. It's just that anybody who, from zero in just a few years, is able to reach millions of people needs to be commended. And anybody who is informed and involved and passionate can have that type of effect. I mean, I'm nobody special. Listen, my children aren't going to be free unless you're free, unless you get involved. And, Vicky, I think a lot of people just have trouble dealing with the full magnitude. Well, I wouldn't steal an election. Well, Well, that certainly wouldn't be happening all over the country. Well, I just can't believe it. But we've caught them red-handed, Vicki.
Well, I'd say that the non-belief of the public is one of the biggest obstacles we have on getting something done. But I want to say regarding, you know, the proof that's out there, Alex, I don't think we have actual proof of a specific election official or individual hacking an election, but what we do have is a lot of evidence about how easy it, about the obvious features of the software, both Diebold and Sequoia, both of which had their left their software online, as you said, on the web. So the software of those two companies of the top four have been reviewed very carefully, and Bev Harris and her team of experts in particular have discovered just recently even more flagrant, obvious features, design features for hacking. And so what we have is we don't have exactly a red-handed situation, which would be great, but we do have a lot of evidence that the software of these two companies at least was designed for fraud.
Well, Vicki, when I say red-handed, when Diebold has a convicted computer hacker convicted for computer crimes running the California elections for Diebold, and then you have all sorts of weird number flipping and problems. There have been thousands of cases with these big companies with just all sorts of fraud. They call them mistakes going on, and then you have the built-in back doors on top of it. I mean, you know, did we catch the robber with the black mask with the bags of money in his hands? No, but you know, we found the money at his house.
Well, I agree. I mean, the circumstantial evidence could bury the whole nation. And if people looked at it, I mean, just where most of us believe, and I'm sure you're very well aware, that probably the election in 2004 was stolen for Bush in Ohio, Bob Petrakis, together with some other folks, put together a book on just what happened in Ohio. The book weighs about 25 pounds. I mean, there is all kinds of evidence. And that there was voter suppression involved there and voter discrimination, as well as electronic voting machine manipulation and very likely a rigged recount there as well. So there's just scrupulousness. It's so deep in so many different places. It's just hard to track it all.
Well, what we know is this: as you said, you can take the software, you can take these machines, and in 30 seconds, experts are able to break in right in front of the news media. Mm-hmm. You guys have had press conferences in Houston, in D.C., all over. Start telling us about that. I mean, we know that these things are designed for fraud, and then why are they still being used?
Great question. We would love to know the answer to that. Well, the first big hack that Bev discovered was the hidden second set of books in the Diebold software, in what's called the central tabulator software. That's where all the final vote totals are stored. What she discovered was that separate precinct totals within a county were stored on, like, for example, on one screen, and then the final totals would be stored on another screen of the software program. She could get in a back door and get to the final vote total page or screen, flip election results and come out, and then getting back into the official version, which the election officials are showing when they get in there, the election results would have been flipped. But nobody was bothering to add up the separate precinct totals to see that they didn't match up with the final half totals.
And then magically, and literally, folks, hundreds and hundreds of elections, that very thing happens. And long before people even knew about this, we would call it flipping. Back in the 98 election for Save Our Springs and other issues, I have seen numbers actually flip.
Yeah, it's a phenomenon that's occurred in so many places. I would advise listeners to get on the votersunite.org website, and there's all kinds of statistical evidence there. That's one of my best sources for information. I quote them quite a bit.
Well, stay there, Vicki. We got a break again. We got plenty of time coming up, and we'll take some calls. But yeah, let's go over some of the smoking gun evidence of how these things are designed for fraud. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Talking to Vicki Karp, voting integrity activist and lecturer. Vicki, joining us via cell phone from here in Austin, Texas. Vicki, can you, I mean, specifically, as I heard one of the speeches you gave recently, and of course I was aware of much of the information you were covering, but I'd like to hear you recap that for the audience. But you were talking about cases of major universities looking at Bev Harris and her scientist findings. And many others, I mean, this is the integrity of our republic, of our voting system. And then you got these companies saying it's proprietary, you can't look under the hood, shut up, just trust us. For decades before that, we've had voter news services, some secretive group with armed guards who magically tells us who wins the election. I mean, we got serious problems here. Go over some of that for us.
Well, I think Bev and her team they've come up with some even more explosive evidence about the Diebold software in recent months, and that can be found in detail on blackboxvoting.org. Her website, to capitalize it for you, there's a computer programmer and security engineer from Finland named Harri Hursti, H-U-R-S-T-I. And she met up with him in Florida, and he's been doing contract work for her. And so they actually had an invitation from an election official in Leon County, Florida, Eon Sancho, who I wish every election official in the country had the integrity of this man. He'd been sold the Diebold optical scan counters, which are used to count paper ballots. He wanted them to come in and just see what they could do to the software that ran those OpScan counters and just see if that system was as secure as what he had been told by the vendors and the state, and I guess the Secretary of State's office, and they went in there, and I think also Dr. Herbert Thompson was there, and Cynthia McKinney was a witness, and Representative Corinne Brown. They were both there watching this, and they went a couple of times, and they just tore that software apart, came in and hacked in several different ways within, you know, 60 to 90 seconds. And but what a disturbing thing that they found, two of the disturbing things they found that up till now I don't think have been out there. One, these optical scan counters, which some people take comfort in because they're counting paper ballots, which is, of course, everybody's looking to return. People that have been, you know, working on this are saying, let's go back to paper ballots. But when you have these optical scan counters, they have the same software that I was describing earlier, the same central tabulator software that has the secret back door. And Hari Hershey found that there's like a programming card that downloads all the totals from each counter. He found a live program in Beth refers to it as the electronic ballot box. And this little card you pull out of the optical scan counter and you put it into the central tabulator to tally up the votes. There's a live program in there that can manipulate the totals into the central tabulator, however it's programmed to do.
Well, for those that don't know, I wanted to understand how this worked. Back in 1996, I went and worked downtown at the old convention center there, and you even get paid. It was like $6-7 an hour to run the machines. And all I would do was make sure the ballots that people had done, you know, the bubble scantrons, the optical scanner, it's like an SAT test in college or high school, were facing the right direction and stacked properly when they'd been put in the ballot box. And then after we had fed these into the big machines, they'd all been shipped there in ballot boxes, they then come up with this little computer card package, and they cram it into the machine and then pull it out. Then they walk over and stick it into a bigger computer. And so, again, it's already computerized, and that's exactly what we were told by computer hacking experts and people that have been exposing this in the past, is that it was a very primitive system, mainly of flipping. And we did indeed catch a lot of flipping. We had seen flipping even before I discovered that this was a national problem, Vicki. So we've got to go back to the actual paper ballots that are looked at by humans, the old-fashioned way we used to do it.
Not yet, absolutely, and not only that, hand counted in public view, and that's the part that where I lose a lot of people because, you know, it's amazing what people say. I've heard people say, "Well, that's so archaic." And then and recently, when I gave the talk you just referring to that I gave recently to a citizens group, I had somebody say, "But what about the networks? They want to report the results quickly." And I just started laughing. I said, "What?" I said, I don't care about the network. Are you telling me that you would rather have a fast tally than an efficient one? I mean, what are you saying? I mean, it's so absurd, I can't even believe it, but it's not like no one does this
well,
in the
Stalin
world. Canada holds their elections this way, and so does Australia.
Well, exactly.
And other countries, too. I'm not sure which ones, but I know those two do.
Well, Stalin said, "I don't care who casts the votes, I care who counts them."
Absolutely. And so, you know, it's unfortunate that within the movement of people that are trying to get our elections back, there has been, I guess, a sort of a division, unfortunately, and a lot of the people are working to promote legislation to add printers to the machines. But see, that's the other part of what Hari Hershey discovered, is that you can add a printer to one of these machines, and at least on the Diebold software, that count can still be manipulated to where you could get a paper ballot / receipt. You don't usually get to walk out with that, but you can get something that verifies the way you just voted, but the machine will be recording something different. So the adding a printer isn't necessary. I mean, we know with Diebold, we know that that does not work. So even though we don't know for sure if ES&S or Hart, for example, we don't know. We haven't seen their software. No one's seen it, but we know that Diebold has that feature, so why should we trust that the others don't have it? Nobody can prove that you don't have it if they won't let you see the software.
Well, we know back in the late 90s, Karen Sunleitner, county commissioner, was losing, but in the middle of the night, when she threw a fit and started crying, county clerk came and comforted her. It was in the paper, and magically she won. And then it was in the paper. The state looked at what the county clerk had done, who I know you know, and I don't want to say anything mean about, but they looked at what she'd done and said, oh, well, she accidentally double-counted ballot boxes and falsified signatures and broke safety seals. So, you know, we have all the old-fashioned stuff. We have LBJ and Box 13 and stuffing the ballot boxes, but still, that doesn't allow the industrialized mass nature of this, and
right.
we can fight good old-fashioned corruption. And I think the answer is having citizens being involved, having the paper ballots counted at the precinct, then being double-checked and recounted with witnesses and video cameras, with live feeds on the Internet.
Yep.
At the downtown facilities, and to not have these things touch a dirty computer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and to demonstrate to the public what that might look like, that's why we're going to be holding what we call a parallel election with paper ballots here in Austin and Travis County, November the 8th. We won't be able to cover very many precincts. It's going to be kind of this is our first try at doing something like this, but we're going to be inviting voters to come out after voting on the heart machines and come out and cast their ballot again on paper and then invite them to come back at 7 o'clock and actually watch the votes be counted.
Okay, is there a local website where we can find out more about this?
Well, there will be in a few days, but for now, people can just call 775-3737 and to get more information. But I think we've been getting a lot of great response and a lot of volunteers, basically a lot of it coming from Radio Free Austin publicity, but we are so grateful for that. We're looking for to have a real widespread political spectrum.
No, I know. All over the city, you guys are going to be doing this just to demonstrate. I mean, it's a great tactic to show the media what a real election looks like to illustrate this. Give us that phone number, Vicki.
Yeah, it's 775-3737. And I think in a few more days we will have a website, so we'll be trying to get that information out there.
Well,
we had a kind citizen who heard this on Radio Free Austin call and offer to do that for us.
Well, that's good. Well, it's all working together. That's how we get this done. But for those that just joined us, it is encyclopedic. It is voluminous. It is the size of a library. The amount of evidence to try to chronicle it all.
Right.
And I've been saying day one, don't let them go with a printer, because they'll just print the fraudulent. They'll give you your results, but then fraudulently announce the total results later, and you have no way of verifying this. But if Diebold, which we keep talking about Diebold, they're the biggest seller and maintainer of electronic voting machine systems in the country, they're the same people that are one of the biggest providers of ATM machines or automatic teller machines. Folks, if automatic teller machines have this type of software or this type of program, no one's data, no one's bank account would be safe. I mean, imagine them putting the data on the Internet with the codes that a 10-year-old could go into the Diebold systems, into your bank account, and take your money. Those things are built in a very secure fashion. But then they also then simultaneously put out machines that are designed, and I've also talked to programmers, it's been in the news, not just to get in, but then to cover their tracks when they go out. Very sophisticated programs.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many layers of well, Harry Hurst, here's a quote from him. He compared the scanners, and this is the Diebold optical scanners, to a house with an unlockable revolving door. And he said, the system has the mother of security holes and no apparent cure will produce system safety. And after witnessing all the hacking that he and Herbert Thompson did, you know, Bev was asked at a hearing recently if she thought there was any way to fix the problem. You know, there's so many ideas being thrown around, like adding some sort of a cryptography where you get some barcode or something, you go home to your computer and check and see if you did or didn't vote, if your vote was not recorded or whatever. There are all these different suggestions that are just adding other layers of technology.
Well, then they know how you voted. Now it's part of the national ID card.
Well, yeah, and that's, yeah, we know how ridiculous that idea is. Anyway, her question that, well, the question posed to her was, is there any way that she could see that you could, you know, through technology to fix this? And she said, without having hand-counted paper ballots, there's just no way to ever figure out the hack. And she has said that, as you were saying, of course, we know paper ballot elections aren't foolproof. We know that ballot boxes can be stuffed, but you can't flip an election and, you know, flip the vote to, you know, a million votes for a candidate with one stroke of a key on a computer keyboard with paper ballot elections. It's not possible.
Well, history shows that, and there's a reason the politicians are so arrogant right now. There's a reason Rick Perry smiles at us when 98% of Texans are against the toll roads on
right.
major streets. There's a reason he just laughs at you, because they've got enough of their machines in place now already to frustrate the will of the people, and that's why we're seeing election results that we've never seen before. In California, Gray Davis won all the areas where they didn't have Diebold machines, but in the major populated cities, Arnold then won by about 10%, and that flipped it. Normally, always with demographics, it's more evenly distributed. Now we're seeing Howard Dean lose on all the Diebold machines, and John Kerry win on all the Diebold, but then Howard Dean then wins on all the others. So, folks, understand, we're seeing the fraud. And again, I'm not saying I like Howard Dean. I'm not saying I like Gray Davis. The point is, we report on the clear evidence. I mean, it's right there if we're just willing to look at it for what it is. Vicki?
Yeah, I agree with all of that. And then, you know, exit polls, which have been considered reliable for years, and we even use them in Venezuela and determine that, you know, and Ukraine, I think, got a second election based on exit polls that didn't agree with official results. However, here in the United States in 2004 election, exit polls are being thrown out and saying, oh, well, they're not matching up, they're not being done right, or they're not reliable. But studies have been done by mathematicians, statisticians about the results of exit polls from 2004's election and likelihood of them being so far off from the official results. And after boiling down the data, the consensus was that there was a 1 in 969,000 chance that exit polls could have been so wrong in predicting the outcome of the 2004 presidential election. So there's so much evidence that my home office is just, I've got boxes and files and filing cabinets filled with it.
Well, it was in the gazillion.
Internet and other sources, not mainstream very much, reporting on this naturally.
It was in the gazillion, quadrillions, I mean, unpronounceable numbers, you know, with 50-something zeros, it's not true, 48 zeros, that you would have the exact same drill, the exact same places at the exact same time for London bombings, and then it magically happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that was only with a 10-year meme. And folks, this is how they investigate stock fraud and things like that. They look at statistics, and conservatively, you look at the stuff that's happening, it's impossible. But it's not just that. We've had Diebold employees quit and go public and say that things are bad. We've had major universities have looked at the research and found that, yes, we've got big problems. I mean, it's not just Bev Harris.
Yeah. Yes, in fact, when Bev did her first, when she first discovered that Diebold software, that was in July of 2003, I believe. And in July, she did her first hack with the help of a computer programmer, executed her first hack, which took her a few minutes then, now it's down to like less than 60 seconds. But in the same time frame, Johns Hopkins University, computer scientists and security engineers, got hold of that software, and they did a very intensive study, and the short conclusion was, well, they said electronic voting was a threat to our democracy. Of course, they should have said republic, but anyway.
And that's Johns Hopkins. I mean, this is mathematicians. This is computer science experts, engineers, looking at this. And just a program note, I said we'd take calls, but what happened is everybody called in from the first 2 hours that wanted to call, because I had five guests on today, and then no one's even able to get through to talk to you, Vicki Karp. So I'm just going to let all the callers go right now, and maybe if somebody is able to get through who wants to talk to Vicki Karp, about her work or Beth Harris's work or any of it, then you'll be welcome to 1-800-259-9231. We'll take one or two calls in the next segment. Normally, I take calls throughout the whole 3 hours, but some days we have guests on, and I want to cram a few on today, but if it's not on topic, we can't, because we're specifically talking about election fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And we have caught governments, mayors and others, engaged in good old classic fraud many times, but you're right, Vicki, that this is the mother of just institutionalized stealing of our process. And do you agree with me that that's why we see such arrogance now out of government, is because it's kind of an unspoken snickering that they know this is happening?
I do, and I'd like to add on to that after the break.
Okay, we'll wrap things up with Vicki Karp on the other side, take a few calls, and maybe have time to plug the videos and books that I hope you'll get, because we need your support, but that's secondary. These are powerful books and videos. Check them out at our bookstore at InfoWars.com. Or get an online membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has arisen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
All right, Steve and Paul are all the calls we have time to take. Both from Missouri. We'll go to them here in just a minute or two. Vicki, you wanted to comment on the point we were just making before the break?
Yeah, about officials being kind of smug. I think that they have good reason to be, because in the very Hegelian sense, that the federal government has created a situation through the Help America Vote Act where they have states and individual counties going out there and purchasing these electronic machines so that they can get federal funds that are being held out there as a carrot, and they have until January of 2006 to buy them, or they don't get the federal funds. And this was all created as a so-called result, the problem reaction solution situation. It was so clear to me in the 2000 election in Florida, where I think that election was stolen, where the so-called hanging chad.
And then Chucky Schumer has a plan, and him and George Bush team up, and then they have $6 billion, and then they put these in all over the country. It's only for certain special machines. Here's the federal money. We're helping.
They have people begging for them because they're afraid they're going to miss out on the federal money. And the excuse is that what is being used is the reason why people have to, like counties have to upgrade.
Well, it's like taking money from the mafia. I mean, it's always going to be loan shark. And yeah, but the good news is, though, Vicki, a bunch of states are saying no to those machines.
Well, they should, and you know, I wish I could clone myself. I wanted to go out and talk to some of the counties in Texas who still are using paper ballots hand counted, which they do not have. There's been no mandate for them to change that system. But what their mandate is that for the disabled to have a private vote to do that without using electronic machines. Ellen Tyson with Voters Unite came up with a prototype of a voting system for the disabled.
Okay, we've got to take a few calls. We're almost out of time, Vicki. Okay. I'm going to have you back up. Steve in Kansas City. Go ahead, Steve.
Yes, Ms. Vicki, Mr. Jones, thank you for taking my call real quick, Ms. Vicki. What is your area code there?
Oh, it's 512.
512. Thank you. And we had a dinner party this weekend, and that was brought up. There was a judge and three business owners. And for some reason that was brought up, and they looked at me. And every one of them hammered me. Well, why can't even if there is an electronic voting machine, so what? They can do the same thing with paper ballots.
No, it centralizes the fraud and unifies the fraud. You have to have an army of millions of people to steal a national election. It can be done with only a few hundred people. It's about centralization.
Right. And Ms. Vicki, I would really like to talk to you because I live in Kansas. I would really like to talk to you personally. So
okay, we're
going to
do this then. We're going to do this, Steve. Vicki will give out a number where you and others can get in touch with her. Vicki, give us that number.
Area code 512-775-3737.
All right. Paula in Missouri. Paula, go ahead.
Hi, Vicki and Alex. Vicki, I wanted to ask you. You were going to have that demonstration on the counting the ballots, and then going. Mm-hmm. And is it going to be made available to others in the other states and in Alex's listening audience so that they can go about and do this?
Well, yeah, but you have to set it up yourself.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, I can provide information. We will have a website up soon, and but I would say that if you made a note of that phone number. But we have our website up, we can give you links to the information that we're using. This has been done twice before.
We're out of time. Vicki Karp, I want to thank you for coming on. Paula, thanks for the call. Vicki, we got to have you back up soon.
Thanks, Alex, for all your support.
You bet. Take care. Oh, no, thank you for what you're doing. Are you kidding? We're all in this together. Folks, I could talk forever about this. What you do is you sit out front the real... Oh, I'm out of time. I don't have time to get into it. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.